This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. There's a full palette of virtual entertainment coming up this weekend, and that is fine by me. Since I've done so much shoveling, my back needs a rest. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, she is here with me to talk about what's going on. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. I think we all need a chiropractor after last week's weather. Looks like Punxsutawney Phil was right and gave us more winter than what we wanted. But hopefully the worst is over as we count down to the end of Black History Month this Sunday.
Yeah, it's been a busy month, a prolific month for different Black History events. Now, what events are we going to get to squeeze in?
The African American Museum of Philadelphia is hosting a virtual event on Saturday with my faves, my friends, Kindred the Family Soul, the married duo who brought you hits like Far Away.
Sending emails and faxes, tired of crooked cops, tired of black folk complaining that crime don't stop.
Journalist Sophia Ballin, who created the Black History Untold Project, is unveiling her documentary Love, which Kindred is in, that explores what love means to the Black community. After the screening, there will be a panel discussion and the free event gets started at 5 p.m. And also starting on Saturday, you can see Marion, The American Story. It's a guided virtual tour of the National Marian Anderson Museum. It is ticketed and you must sign up for it in advance, but you have time as it runs through January of next year.
It's going to be a good one. And, a tribute to a musical icon from Philadelphia who made history performing at the Lincoln Memorial after she wasn't allowed to perform at Constitution Hall.
Yes, an absolutely triumphant moment for her and a significant part of her legacy. Another example of our city's rich and enduring musical heritage is saxophone master John Coltrane. It's not too late to sign up for the Philadelphia Jazz Legacies Project Tribute to John Coltrane. It's a free virtual discussion tonight at 7 p.m. with author and musician Lewis Porter and historian Steve Rowland. We'll have that information on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
I'm happy there's so much music this week. I hope it's a sign of things to come.
Jennifer, I miss concerts more than I can tell you. With all the precautions in place, maybe we can get some live concerts by springtime. But until then, World Cafe Live is hosting Arthur Thomas and the Funkatorium in their free house concert series on Friday, starting at 8 on their YouTube channel.
Sounds like a great date night from their home to yours.
You know, don't you always enjoy date night a little bit more when you can do it right from your couch? You don't have to get dressed up. But on the other hand, it's also fun when you want to get dressed up, especially if you're heading to a Vintner Wonderland.
Vintner, Viva, no. You mean Winter Wonderland.
No, you heard right. The historic Reno Winery in South Jersey is home to the Vintner Wonderland through Sunday, where you can skate, shop, dine, and wine. So you can make a date night or family night. Masks are required, and there are capacity limits, so it's best to make those reservations in advance.
Mm-hmm. As always, Tanya, you have found something for just about everybody. Thank you, and we look forward to hearing what you have for us next week.
Well, you're welcome. And if you missed anything, you can hear it again on whyy.org/things to do, where you will find information on even more events.